The governor's budget would make private voucher schools that receive tax dollars administer and publish the same standardized tests that public schools have to take. Choice schools would also have to hold open meetings and allow more audits. Denise Pitchford with the CEO Leadership Academy says voucher schools like hers want to help the governor provide accountability.
However, some of the provisions in the budget may have unintended consequences that may negatively impact my school and other good schools in the program.
Pitchford says these requirements will drive up administrative costs that could otherwise be spent in the classroom. But Milwaukee Democrat Peggy Krusick pressed the testing issue. She noted that voucher schools have received hundreds of millions in taxpayer funding and said her constituents want to know more about them.
They have a difficult time and cannot get information to assess the quality of the education. While they can get it individually for their child, they cannot get it by grade, school, and subject.
Bessemer Catholic Schools Vice President Jeff Monday says it's not so much that he's against publishing test results. He says it's the test in question that troubles him. Public schools administer one test, while his voucher school gears its curriculum toward another.
You know, the question is, who drives the ship is something that we're very concerned about. I don't know that it would be a good practice to automatically follow suit with what we know isn't the highest quality standard and text for all of us to work from.
But Monday says he supports another of Doyle's proposals that would require all voucher school teachers to hold bachelor's degrees. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.